Before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to let you know that I have a brand new masterclass coming out on the 18th of April. It's the 7 Steps to Podcasting. This was voted for by my social media audience. It won out against the other by a margin, so I will do both at some point, but the first one is going to be the 7 Steps to Podcasting. So if you want to come and join me for this masterclass, it's going to run for about an hour on the 18th at 4 p.m. UK time. So join me by hitting the link in the show notes or head over to donnaeed.com/7podcast steps, all one word. That's donnaeed.com/7podcast steps. Now back to the episode. Today we are looking at where you can get help for your business. Let's go. You're listening to the Wedding Procast UK, the place to be if you are a UK wedding professional looking to grow and streamline your business. I'm your host, Donna Ead, 10-year wedding photography veteran and CEO at the Society of Professional Wedding Vendors. If you want to grow and streamline your business, this is the podcast for you. Make sure you hit subscribe where you listen or join our email list at www.spwv.co.uk. You'll find the sign up form at the bottom of every episode, and by doing so, you won't miss a thing. So let's jump into today's show. Okay, guys, so we have been doing a look at starting in the wedding business and where you can grow, how you can start the right way. But today I wanted to look at organizations that can help you when you're starting your business. So there are 7 that I'm going to go through in this episode. I will have links to them in the show notes for you. So do head over to bit.ly/WPCUK119 to get access to those links. But again, a Google search with the titles should bring them up. So the first place that you can go to get help when you are starting your business is to wedding organizations. So there's the Society of Professional Wedding Vendors that you can join. There are other ones for specific to your industry trade. So there are photography organizations you can join. There are wedding planning organizations you can join, and probably many, many more. So you can join an organization that can help you with the wedding business side of things. So helping you to understand the industry, how to market to the industry and things like that. So that is a good starting point for industry specific help. But when it comes to the business basics, tax, and all of that stuff that we'd rather not think about because we're creative people and we'd rather think about all of the nice things, it can be a little difficult to know where to go. So I'm going to go through 6 external sources outside of the wedding industry that you can go to get help. Some of them are paid, some of them are free, but most of them, in all fairness, have free information available. So the first one I'm going to start off with is the Federation of Small Businesses. So this does have a membership fee that starts at around $147 a year. There is so much in there that it is worth joining for sure, but you can get so much information on there for free. And I do believe that they have networking opportunities that are free. You don't have to be a member to go to those networking meetings. So definitely get on their website, have a look around, see what they've got, and see about the costs and whether you feel like it would be an appropriate place for you to be. So the Federation of Small Businesses is a great place. The next one is your local Chamber of Commerce. So we have one in Northampton. Most counties have them. So if you look up Chamber of Commerce on Google, it will definitely come up with stuff. And I am looking particularly here when I was doing my Google search just for business startup help. Coventry and Warwickshire Chamber came up. It says, don't go it alone. We can support you. And it has options there for you. Now, They have different pages on their website, business support, international trade, membership, branches, and all of that jazz. So you can definitely find some help there and look at connecting with people who are in your local chamber on LinkedIn. So I am currently connected on LinkedIn to the chair of the chamber, Northampton's chamber. She wasn't the chair when I connected with her, but she's just started her term as chair for the local chamber of commerce. So it definitely pays to be on there, be active, and then you can obviously talk to them about what it's like inside the chamber and whether it is worth you looking at joining that and what options they have. So here Coventry says that they have a startup program with a blend of free workshops and one-to-one business coaching and mentoring to help you. So there are options there within the chamber to help you. The next thing is, again, your local council is likely to have a growth hub. So if you look up growth hub on Google, you will probably find the main growth hub site and be able to find the one that's most local to you. I have got the Northamptonshire local one up on my computer right now. Northamptonshire Growth Hub offers access to funding needed to help grow your business by offering a varied grant program and directing businesses to other sources of funding. So it can help you with your funding. It can help you with lots of ways on starting up and growing your business. So definitely have a look at the Growth Hub. Then the third one is startups.co.uk. So this has titles for its menu: Getting Started, Finance, Technology, Workplace and Staff, and Stories. So this looks like a nice hub of interesting information that you can look at as to how you can get started, how you can best grow your business. There's lots of blogs on there showing you different things, how much do Instagram ads cost, the 7 best Salesforce alternatives. So if you need a CRM system, which I do suggest that you have as a wedding supplier, digital marketing trends for 2022. So there's lots of information on the startups website as well. The next one is for those of you who are under 30 years old, looking to start your business, you can go to the Prince's Trust for support. So the Prince's Trust, I'm sure most of you know what it is, but it is a trust set up to help young people start their own businesses. So they work with 18 to 30 year olds living in the UK to turn big ideas into reality. So you can definitely head over there and see what's going on and see if it is a good fit for you. Another website to look at is the Business Gateway. So they help startups, and on their main page it says, if you run a startup business as an entrepreneur, you may be able to get extra support if you're a woman over 50, disabled, from a minority ethnic group, young, or on a low income. So there is help there for you if you fall into one or more of those categories. So you can have a look to see what help there is there for you, which is a really awesome option. Another one that you can look at is Small Business Saturday. Small Business UK is fantastic. They have lots of workshops and things that you can sign up to do. They're completely free. They really are great at supporting small businesses. So definitely head over there and check them out, because they have a lot of information on there as well. HMRC is also useful. I am signed up to them and they often send me links to webinars that talk about, you know, the things that you can claim for on your tax return, things that you can't claim for, and different useful information that I might need as a business owner. The government website is also a great one to go to if you are looking to start up your business, because that's going to help you with the legal side of what you need to do as a UK resident setting up a business here. So that is a lot of information with a lot of different organisations that can help you with your business. I hope that is going to help you. It was a quick one this week, but just to go over those companies again, you've got Small Business Saturday, you've got the government website. I will link all these in the show notes. Like I said, you've got the Federation of Small Businesses, you have got the Chamber, you have got the Growth Hub, you have got startups.co.uk, there's the Prince's Trust if you are under 30, there is the Business Gateway as well. And obviously there are the industry specific help that you can get with different organisations that are there to create a community for the industry, like the Society of Professional Wedding Vendors, like the UK Alliance of Wedding Planners, like the Society for Portrait and Wedding Photographers and things like that. So there are definitely lots of places out there where you can get help. I would definitely, definitely suggest doing some research, getting some information from all of those sources, pulling it together and creating a business plan. A business plan, guys, heaven forbid. This is something that we used to do because we wanted to get funding. When you used to start a business, there was none of this being able to start from with no money at all. You usually had to go and get a business loan. There was purchases that needed to be made to start a business. These days, it is a lot easier to start a business with zero down. That is a great thing because it means more people have access to creating it. But what it has done is it stopped people writing a business plan. If you do not have a business plan, your business is going to suffer. And that is because you haven't got a strategic guide of where you want to go, where you're starting, what you need to do, and where you want to go. So definitely go to these sources, have a look around, see what there is, and create a plan. You know, who is it that you want to serve? What is the experience you want to give them? How are you going to provide that experience? How are you going to advertise? How are you going to grow? What processes are you going to put in place to be able to collect information, collect data so that you can grow your business? All of this needs to be written down before you pick up a camera, pick up a quill, pick up a cake spatula. You know, all of this information needs to be written down. And also with your pricing is making sure that you can sustain your business, do some future projections. How many customers do I need to get in to make this viable? What do I need? What's the crossover between me doing my day job and becoming full-time in this? What does that look like? It is exciting. It is really tempting to just go and start and worry about the rest of it later. But I will say that if you don't plan, then it's less likely to go the way you want it. And I can't even remember the saying now. I'm trying to think of it. You know, if not planning is planning to fail. I can't even remember the saying, guys. It's just like completely out of my head, but you know what I mean. If you don't make a plan, then it is likely that it's not going to go the way you want. And a friend of mine quoted Tony Robbins to me today, and she said, you know, focus on where you're going because it's a higher probability that you will get there. So you need to know where you want to go before you can start moving towards getting there. So a business plan is an absolute must. Get it written down, get it in writing. The more you write something, the more it ingrains in you. So write it all down, look at where you are, have a strategic plan, and I am sure you will be very successful in this industry. I hope you have enjoyed this series. I will link to all of the episodes if you missed any in the show notes. So you can head over to bit.ly/WPCUK119. That will take you to this episode. So you will have all of these links that I've mentioned today, and then you will be able to go back and listen to any of the episodes that you missed over the last 5 weeks. We will be on to a new topic next week. I hope you will join me. If you haven't yet, hit that subscribe button where you listen. Please consider leaving a review for me where you listen, if it is possible. If not, Apple iTunes will give you the ability to leave a review. I would love to hear from you, and I will see you next week. Bye for now.
If
If you're looking to build a deeper connection with your audience this year and you're a passionate business owner with a message to share, then I would love to help you do that via podcasting. If you're interested in starting a podcast this year, head over to donnaead.com/apply to register your interest today. Don't forget to hit subscribe where you listen and rate and review the podcast if you've enjoyed it. You can also share this episode with a friend. It is a great way to help the podcast out to get to more listeners just like you.